USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The voice of a celebrity chef and globe-trekking TV personalities been silenced by suicide.
Lavash, the national bread. An ever-present feature on the Armenian table and a part of everyday life.
CNN, on which his most recent weekly program has run, reporting that Anthony Bourdain has been found dead by a close friend and fellow chef in a French hotel room. No word on the exact cause of death, but it has been ruled a suicide. It happens just days after fashion designer Kate Spade hangs herself in an apparent suicide in Manhattan. It also comes a day after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that suicide rates have increased by 25% across the U.S. in just the past two decades. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Heading north of the border today, President Trump could be facing a showdown with other leaders at the G7 Economic Summit.
The president set to meet in Quebec with G7 trade partners, including Canada, France, and other European countries, in the middle of rising trade disputes after the new U.S. tariff policies on some foreign goods. The president of France saying Thursday that the G7 doesn't mind being six, suggesting the group doesn't need the United States, as G7 leaders are expected to take a firm stance against new U.S. policies.
USA Radio's John DeMaster. Word is the president may be leaving the G7 summit a little bit early, heading next to Singapore for his Tuesday summit with North Korea's leader. A former staffer for the Senate Intelligence Committee is under arrest for leaking sensitive material to the media. James Wolf was also charged with lying to the FBI about contacts with reporters. The news comes after the Justice Department seizes email and phone records from a New York Times reporter who once had a relationship with him. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More now on the passing of Anthony Bourdain, the celebrity chef who apparently committed suicide in a French hotel room at the age of 61. President Trump says he's shocked to hear the news. He spoke with reporters as he was leaving the White House for the G7 summit this morning. The president expressing heartfelt condolences to Bourdain's family, saying he enjoyed Bourdain's show and called him quite a character. In those remarks at the White House, the president similarly expressed condolences to the family of fashion designer Kate Spade. She committed suicide in a Manhattan apartment earlier this week. On another matter, President Trump told those reporters as he was leaving the White House for the summit that he thinks Russia should also be attending that G7 meeting. Russia was ousted from the G7 group in 2014 after Russian President Vladimir Putin's annexation of Crimea. And the First Lady's office is now firing back at something one of the president's lawyers said during an interview this week in Tel Aviv, Israel. That's where Rudy Giuliani said Melania Trump fully believes her husband's assertion that he did not have an affair with porn star Stormy Daniels. Well, Stephanie Grisham, a spokeswoman for the First Lady, has now released a one-line statement today saying, quote, "I don't believe Mrs. Trump has ever discussed her thoughts on anything with Mr. Giuliani." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.